KNOM Profiles.
You're doing something useful. You know, you're doing something that you know that's going to make a difference, and you know we're building towards for their grandkids, for my kids, for my cousins, for their kids. You know, we're all bringing our family back together.
That's Bonnie Davis. She's the daughter of reindeer herders Ann and Bruce Davis. A few weeks ago, Ann and Bruce found two orphan reindeer fawns, a girl and a boy. Brownie's the girl, and Blaze is the boy. Bonnie came up from Anchorage to help her parents with the fawns. When I visited, the deers were 15 days old. I got there at feeding time. Bonnie was preparing two bottles of milk. She was using a dry milk formula for young reindeer. Land of Lakes Pro Nurse.
So you just, Mom, you just make enough for a couple of feedings in this?
That way you make two cups.
When the Davises first found Brownie and Blaze, they had to feed them every 3 hours. Here's Bruce Davis.
So what has your life been like these last 15 days?
It's been pretty hectic.
Now that the fawns are bigger, they don't have to be fed as often because they can drink more during a given feeding.
Now we've got it to where we give them between 4 and 5 ounces every 6 hours, so it's a little bit better on our sleeping schedule.
Bruce's family owns the herd. He grew up with the reindeer. In 2010, Ann and Bruce took over the herd. And around that time, the couple began taking a high-latitude range management course. Another name for the class could be How to Be a Reindeer Herder. The course is out of the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Northwest Campus in Nome. Bonnie is also in the program. That's Blaze, the male fawn.
He's very needy.
This one's very needy. She's a little fighter.
Brownie, the female fawn, was foraging, nibbling, eating lichen. Anne said she took to the bottle right away. And Blaze, on the other hand, was only drinking milk. And foraging is important. Very important. It builds up the bacteria in the fawn's gut. And by the way, that knocking, clomping sound, that's the reindeer's hoofs.
And then you can tell how well they're doing, of course, by how they pee and they poop. And that's why Mom's concerned about him, because he's still got runny poo.
And it's runnier than it was. Mm-hmm. Their survival rate as orphans is pretty low. And every day that we can keep them going is an accomplishment.
Yes.
Until about 12 weeks. And at 12 weeks, it's almost a sure thing.
That's Anne. She said the fawns were dropped and left by their moms. Basically, the herd moved on, and Brownie and Blaze got left behind. Anne says that's not uncommon for first-time moms.
So we pick them up. Otherwise, they become meals for the predators, and we found her just in time. There was ravens circling.
The Davises plan to use the fawns as management tools.
He'll become a sled deer, and she will be a future lead female.
In reindeer herds, the females are the leaders, so the idea is tame Brownie, get her used to the Davises, Brownie will follow Ann and Bruce, and the herd will follow Brownie.
Right, yeah, hopefully the other deer will emulate her, that she's calm and that I'm not a stranger, and the herdsman, and then we'll bring them to the better feed areas.
Ann and Bruce currently have 150 reindeer. But their range, out by Banner Creek, can hold up to 7,000.
But we don't want to get that big because we want to be able to have more control of the feeding areas and the animals. So we're looking at 3,000 to 4,000.
To reach that point, Bruce predicts it will take 5 to 8 years.
So how important are these two to that five-year plan to making that happen?
It's really important. It puts us on one-on-one with the animals.
So they're kind of like your bridge to them.
Yes. Yes, it is. We're in the reindeer herding business to be able to process meat, provide meat for our area, and that's our goal.
I visited the Davises last Friday. The next day, things took a turn.
We had taken Blaze out to eat. Have him browse with Bronnie out there on the tundra. And we came back in, and he really didn't eat no lichen out there in the tundra. He hasn't eaten any lichen. So we brought him back in to give him milk, and he got into the box there and laid down, and he didn't lay down nor like they normally do where he's curled up, but he laid down flat, and then he passed away.
It's hard raising fawns in captivity. They need to be fed every few hours. They have commercial foods instead of their mother's milk, and the fawns don't have the example of other reindeer to follow, to learn such basics as drinking water and eating lichen, a reindeer's main food source. And so you know, in the next bit, you hear a sizzle in the background. That's Anne cooking breakfast. Reindeer sausage.
Even though it's difficult and it's hard, we learned a lot.
And then, so how does Blaze's no longer being here change your plans?
It doesn't change our plans. We're just going to continue on.
Yesterday, Anne and Bruce graduated from the High Latitude Range Management course. They received their herding certificate. Anne said raising Brownie is like a final. Bonnie is still taking the class.
I just have one last question, is why is this what you're all trying to do?
That feeling when you come over the valley right there, that peaceful feeling, it extends when you're doing this work and you feel like you're making a change. And we're doing it for the next generation.
For KNOM Profiles, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.